Morning, brothers, sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
We're thankful to be able to stand before you and share some words of encouragement. The Lord has encouraged me.
今日主俾我有机会能够喺度同弟兄姊妹分享一啲主激励我嘅话，愿意我哋都同得激励。
We'll start by reading a couple of short verses here.
我哋开始嘅时候，你要读几段短嘅经文。
Please turn in your Bibles to Psalm 26, verse 8.
请我打开圣经诗篇46篇第8节。
Psalm 26, 8.
46篇第8节。
O Lord, I love the habitation of thy house and the place where thy glory dwells.
26篇第8节。 耶和华， 我喜爱你所住的殿和你显荣耀的居所。
And then let's turn over to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14.
约翰福音1章14节。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。 充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。我们到主面前有些祷告。Father,
we're so thankful for this time that we can have to hear
you. 父神，我们感谢你能够有这样的时间来到你的面前。That
we can sing of our glorious
hope. 我们能够高声唱荣耀的盼望。
That one day,
有一日，我哋主要再临。所有隐藏事情都会被打开。我哋要喺度仰望你嘅荣美。喺嗰一日，我哋要将所有感恩嚟到归个俾我主我神。我哋将早晨呢段时间再交喺你嘅手嘅里面。
Both the reading and the hearing of your word.
无论是讲的、听的，我们都仰望主。
May you be glorified.
愿意主得着所有荣耀。
May you be pleased with this time.
愿意主来喜悦这一段的时间。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning I'd like to continue sharing along the lines of what I shared last month.
愿意继续上个月我在这里跟弟兄姊妹所交通的。
And that's really talking about not just the Lord's house,
不单止是交通到神的家,
but the glory that dwells within the Lord's house.
并且是神的荣耀在他家里面。
And you may remember I spent much time sharing about the tabernacle.
记得吗? 上次我们交通到这个会幕。
That's the seven articles within the tabernacle.
在这个会幕当中有七件的物件。
And all of them really point to Christ or what it is that Christ has accomplished for us.
每一样都是指向基督，并基督为我们成就的事。
And as we consider and ponder these matters of the tabernacle,
当我们来到默想在会幕当中这些事物的时候，
we cannot but give praise and thanks back to our Lord. For even though these things are maybe in some way so simple, yet they are filled with so much meaning.
我们要将所有的荣耀、重赞、禁不住的，要归给我们的主、我们的神。虽然是简单的事物，但是确有深层的意义。
The Lord has prepared so much for us.
神为我们所预备的是何等的美好。
But do we see it?
但究竟我们眼睛有没有看见呢？
And do we see how beautiful it is?
我们究竟有没有看见主为我们所预备的是何等的美好呢？
And do we appreciate the glory that is there?
我们有没有能够在这里欣赏神的荣美呢？
Not the glory of man.
不是人的荣美。
But the glory of God.
那是神的荣耀。
If we can begin to see this, then God will show us so much more.
如果我们在这里能够开始一些看见的时候， 神要给更多看见赐给我们。
But if we fail to see this, if we fail to have a heart to look behind the veil,
then, 一个幔子喺我哋前边隔住，叫我哋看唔见嘅话
，then we will really miss out, and the Lord will keep that veil over our eyes.
我哋就会睇唔见，并且我一样仍然系俾呢个幔子嚟到蒙住我嘅眼睛。
Now I believe it's really rather simple for almost all of us to see the glory and the goodness of the Lord after we've gone to some wonderful event meeting like a conference or a retreat.
好多时我哋去一啲嘅特会，我哋都系听到一啲美好嘅信息，听见主嘅美好。
But do we see the glory of the Lord before we go away on a retreat?
但系喺我哋去特会之前，我哋究竟有冇睇见主嘅荣美
？I know many of us have signed up for the winter conference later this year.
我哋或者有一啲人已经报咗名参加年中嘅冬令会。
And I know that there are still some who are deciding whether to sign up.
啲系未决定嘅。
But whether we've signed up or not,
我哋报名好冇报名好
？Are we waiting to see the glory of the Lord？
我哋究竟有冇个心？我哋能够等候，我哋要看见神嘅荣耀。
Do we know that He delights in that time of gathering together？
究竟我哋晓唔晓得神系愿意我哋一同喺佢面前有聚集
？I know that sometimes it may also be hard to see the glory of the Lord when we just have our regular meetings。
有阵时，当我哋入喺我哋一般日常嘅聚会，我哋觉得好难睇见神嘅荣耀。
When it's someone just like regular me giving a simple message to you all，
或者好似我一个咁简单嘅人俾一个好简单嘅信息俾大家，或者你睇唔见神嘅荣耀。
Unlike our brother who came from thousands of miles away to share with us a word，
或者我哋有弟兄从千里以外嚟到呢度同我哋交通神嘅话。
I know that it's also hard to see the glory of the Lord sometimes in the morning when we wake up。
有阵时喺朝早起身，我哋都唔系好醒，我哋好难睇见神嘅荣耀。
And the Lord calls us to meet with Him as we devote our mornings to Him。
但系神系呼召我哋早晨要面见佢。
And I think it's sometimes even more challenging to see the glory of the Lord when we are going through difficulties。
当然喺我哋经历困难嘅时候，我哋更加难嚟到睇见佢嘅荣耀。
When there is so much trouble in this world and there's so much trouble in our lives.
喺呢个世上有好多嘅困难，喺我哋生命嘅当中都遇见好多嘅困难。
But hold on to this verse that we just read in John 1:14.
但系我哋要持守我哋刚才喺呢个约翰一书十四节所读嘅呢一段嘅经文。
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
Jesus, the Word of God, the Creator of all life, constrained Himself. He humbled Himself to take on the form of man.
我哋嘅主耶稣基督嚟到取咗肉身嘅形象嚟到地上边隐藏咗佢嘅荣耀。
And not just an ordinary man, but the Son of Man, the perfect man.
佢唔单止系成为人，佢唔系一个普通嘅人，佢一个完全嘅人。
So that He could perfectly communicate to us and perfectly become for us this new and living way.
并且他能够完完全全的和我们有交通，并且是完完全全的将他的自己来到活在我们的当中。
He is one who is not just full of glory, but as we read in verse 14, full of grace and truth.
他不单止满有荣光，并且他充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Many of us are studying the Gospel of Matthew right now.
我哋好多人都一同嚟读紧马太福音。
And by now we've come across so many accounts where we've seen this put on display, the Lord's grace, the Lord's truth.
喺我哋读经嘅当中，我哋真系遇见咗好多经文嚟到话俾我哋听我哋嘅主系真理，佢亦都系恩典。
The multitudes were marveling just at his authority in the way that he taught and he preached.
地上边嘅众人当听到佢所讲嘅话，满有权柄，里面充满稀奇。
And as we will read on as we progress farther in the Gospel of Matthew, we will see there are those who come up and challenge him and question him.
当我继续你要读落去马太福音的时候，我们看见有一些人来到挑战他，来问他一些问题。
But with every question and every challenge, we see that the Lord answers them in the best way.
当他们来到挑战他的时候，问他问题的时候，我们主用最好的回复来到回复他们。
And the people are just astonished, and they're really put to silence.
人们听到主这样的回应的时候，只能够惊讶，不能够再有什么问题。
And that's because the Lord speaks from a position of truth.
因为我主是用真理来回答他们。
So he's on sure foundation.
他是立在那个稳固的根基上面。
And there can be no arguments made against what he says.
因此，对主所说的话，冇能够再有任何的争辩。
We also know that the Lord is full of grace.
我们都晓得我们主是满有恩典的。
That he is such a compassionate God.
他是何等怜悯的神。
That he looks upon man and sees where they are at.
他在天上边俯视地上边的人，晓得我们在什么光景的底下。
They are like sheep without a shepherd.
好像迷路，人就好像迷路的羊一样。
That they are lost, confused.
是失丧的，是混乱的。
Hurt and despair.
并且是迷失的。
And so we read of so many accounts of him touching those who are helpless, the deaf, the blind, the sick.
所以我们看见很多的景象，就是他们要寻找这些盲的、聋的、病的。
All those who were willing to be saved were saved.
凡是愿意得救的都得救了。
Because they had the faith to believe in him.
因为他们有信心来信他。
And so that is still true for us today.
直至今日仍然一样的。
There is nothing that holds us back from believing.
其实没有任何的人事物能够拖住我们，叫我们不信他。
Nothing that holds us back from seeing his glory and his beauty.
没有任何的人事物能够阻住我们，不能够瞻仰他的荣美。
Except one thing.
除了一件的事。
And that's we ourselves.
就是我们的自己。
If we're unwilling to believe, if we are unwilling to believe,
如果我们不愿意相信的话，
then the Lord will not be able to do his work.
如果我们不信的话，神就没办法作成他的工。
Because we know that the Lord does not force his hand over us.
因为我们知道我们主并不勉强我们。
But he gives us the freedom to choose.
他给我们有自由的选择的权利。
The Son of Man, the Son of God, came in the flesh to show us something that is greater.
人子道成肉身，来到显现俾我哋晓得佢嘅伟大。
And not only to show us something that is greater, but to actually become something greater for us.
唔单止佢显示俾我哋一啲更伟大嘅事，并且叫我哋能够得着呢啲更伟大嘅事嘛。
In Matthew 12, the Lord reveals unto the people that something greater is here.
在马太十二章那里，主耶稣启示给人晓得他比什么东西更大。
Three times he says, something greater is here.
他三次来到宣称他比某些事物更大。
Something greater than the temple.
他是比殿更大。
The temple which the Jews so adored.
圣殿就是犹太人所高举的。
For all its beauty and for all its meaning.
因着圣殿的有一个意思，并且圣殿的荣美。
But there was something greater.
但有一些东西比圣殿，比这个殿更大。
Something greater than Jonah and the prophets and all that preaching that had been given unto the Jews.
有一些东西是比约拿更大。就是先知们向犹太人所传的道更大。
And something greater than the wisdom of the king, of the wisest man on earth.
有人比这个所罗门王，就是最有智慧的王更大。
King Solomon, whom the queen of Ethiopia came from so far away to hear of his wisdom.
南方的女王要来听所罗门的智慧话。
How willing, how much are we willing to strive and pay the price to go hear wisdom?
究竟我们有没有 啊咁样嘅付出，愿意去听神嘅话。
How much more should we be willing to pay the price and the cost in order to hear something that which is even greater than the wisdom of Solomon?
啊，现在有比所罗门王更智慧嘅话喺嗰度为我哋预备，我哋究竟愿唔愿意付出呢个代价去听神嘅话？
One individual who saw these greater things was the disciple Nathaniel.
啊，有一个嘅门徒，佢愿意付出，佢睇见，佢要听啊呢啊呢个话，那系呢个拿但业。
I'd like us to look a little bit farther down in John chapter 1.
我哋再嚟到睇约翰福音嘅啊第一节。
And let's read about this individual Nathaniel who saw something greater.
我哋睇啊呢个拿但业，佢睇见更大嘅事。
We will read verses 43 through 51.
我哋嚟到读啊。约翰福音一章四十三节到五十一节。
The next day he purposed to go forth into Galilee, and he found Philip, and Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, of the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no guile." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You shall see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you shall see the heavens open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
有次日耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说，来跟从我吧。这腓力是巴塞大人和安德烈彼得同城。腓力找着拿但业对他说，摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。拿但业对他说，拿撒勒还能出什么好的么？腓力说，你来看。耶稣看见拿但业来，就指着他说，看啊，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。拿但业对耶稣说，你从哪里知道我呢？耶稣回答说，腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。拿但业说，拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。耶稣对他说，因为我说我在无花果树下底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。又说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。
Now we may actually not know that much about Nathanael. There's not that much really recorded about him in the Bible.
关乎这个拿但业，我们或者对他不是认识太多，因为在圣经里面记载拿但业的篇幅并不太多。
But what we do know about him is that he saw the glory of the Lord.
但是我们知道拿但业是看见神的荣耀的。
His name, Nathanael, is only recorded in two accounts in the Bible.
拿但业这个名字在圣经里面只出现过两次。
One of these accounts is in John chapter 1, as we have read.
一次呢就喺而家约翰福音我哋所读到嘅。
And the other account is in John chapter 21.
另外一次呢就喺约翰福音二十一章。
Nathanael was more commonly known by the name Bartholomew.
拿但业另一个名字叫做
Bartholomew.
巴多罗米。
Bartholomew is an Aramaic name.
巴多罗米咧系一个别名嚟嘅。
It means son of Talmai or a farmer. Perhaps he came from a family that was rich in land.
系呢个同农夫连得上关系嘅，或者佢系喺家里边系作农业嘅。
The name Bartholomew is listed three times in the Synoptic Gospels: Matthew, Mark, Luke.
喺其他三个福音书嘅里面。 都有巴多罗米呢个名字。
And it's listed once in the book of Acts.
啊，喺呢个《使徒行传》亦都出现过一次。
In these four recordings, Bartholomew is always listed with the other 11.
啊，巴多罗米每次出现咧，都同十一个门徒嘅名字一同嚟出现嘅。
But there's really nothing that's stated about him that stands out. I mean, in itself, it stands out, and the work that the Lord had called the disciples, these apostles, even to do. But nothing specific to Nathanael, nothing specific to Bartholomew. Excuse me.
啊，除咗喺啊呢一次记载啊，我哋嘅主点样呼召啊拿但业之外咧，啊无论巴多罗买啊或者系啊拿但业咧，啊当佢嘅名字出现嘅时候咧，都冇特别喺呢个人身上边有好啊另外提出嘅。
But here and only here in John 1 and in John 21 is the name Nathanael used.
啊，就係、是、只係喺呢個第一章同埋第二十一章嘅約翰福音，就係、是、提到拿但業嘅名字。
The Hebrew name means God has given or a gift of God.
啊，嗰呢個希伯來文嘅意思咧，啊就係、是、神嘅恩賜。
And he certainly was a gift to his parents, and really he's a gift to us today.
啊，當然佢係啊，對於佢嘅啊父母嚟講，佢係神嘅恩賜。对于我们今天来讲，也都是神的恩赐。
But I think his name, the name Nathanael, was recorded in John 1 and 21, because in these passages, the Lord gives a gift to Nathanael.
在第一章和二十一章提到拿但业的时候，神是将这个恩赐给过拿但业。
In the account that we just read, Nathanael has this short but very deep dialogue of faith. With the Lord Jesus Christ, of believing and seeing.
拿但业喺度同我哋嘅主有好短嘅交谈，但咧佢好深入嘅看见。
Now I think we can pick up that he was very well versed with the law and the prophets.
我哋知道佢同呢个先知嘅讲论咧，佢系明白嘅。
But he was still blind to some things.
但咧佢仍然咧。是黑眼。
For when Philip had told him that they had found him who was spoken about by Moses and the prophets, Nathanael asked, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?"
当他们跟他提到律法摩西所讲论到的那一位要来的，他居然说从拿撒勒还出能够出什么好东西来呢？
There was doubt and disbelief.
在这个信的路上边，他有疑惑。
But when Jesus and Nathanael met, the Lord spoke right to Nathanael's heart.
但是当主耶稣来到遇见拿但业的时候，我们的主直接向拿但业的心里边来讲话。
And he made two simple statements that I think really caught Nathanael's attention.
主讲了两句的说话，在那里找着拿但业的心。
Behold, an Israelite indeed.In whom is no guile.
这个真是以色列人，他心里边没有诡诈。
And before Philip called you, where you were under the, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you.
腓力说没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。
What does it mean to be a true Israelite?
究竟真以色列人是什么意思呢？
I think we have to go back.In the Bible to understand when the name Israel was first used.
我哋要翻去圣经里面，关乎以色列呢个名字第一次喺边度出现，有咩意思
？And that was a name given to Jacob.
呢个系神俾雅各嘅名字。
In that moment of distress.
喺嗰个好艰难嘅时候。
When he was about ready to meet with his estranged brother.
当佢要嚟到。再一次面见佢嘅兄长。
Knowing from so many years back that he had wronged, even cheated his brother.
系咁，佢喺嗰度嚟欺骗咗个兄长好多嘅人。
And so, in a moment of desperation, the night before, he cries out to the Lord.
喺嗰个绝望嘅晚上，佢向神嚟呼求。
And the Lord meets him.
神就喺嗰度遇见佢。
And together they wrestle.
佢哋喺嗰度嚟到摔跤。
And the Lord spoke to him and said, "No longer will your name be Jacob, but your name shall be Israel."
神人这个神就同佢讲，你唔要再叫做雅各，你要称为以色列。
The name Israel means to strive with God.
这个以色列的名字就是与神来到摔跤。
It's to prevail or have power like a prince.
就与神摔跤来到得胜，好似神的王子一样。
And it could also be interpreted to mean that he will rule as God.
亦都可以被翻译做他是掌权的。
An Israelite is to represent the Lord God as a prince.
以色列人应当是能够代表神作为王子。
It describes one who knows the ways of God and the promises of God.
是应当晓得神的法则，神的道路。
And it starts with really understanding who is it that he is, what is it that he possesses.
并且晓得他是谁，他的所是，并且他的所有。
The Apostle Paul in the book of Romans, I think, gives some insight into this, what it means to be an Israelite.
当然，使徒保罗在他的书信当中有申述到什么是真以色列人。
We won't turn to it for the sake of time, but you can look at your own. In Romans 9, verse 4 and 5.
我们不打开它了，但在这个罗马书九章四节五节那里是有讲到的。
Where the Israelite is identified as someone who has the adoption as sons, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, the temple service, and the promises.
以色列人那个儿子的名分、荣耀、诸约、律法、礼仪、应许都是他们的。
That's a lot.
是很多。
The Lord has blessed the Israelite with much.
神祝福，将甚多祝福要赐给以色列人。
They had everything going for them.
他们在那里得着甚多。
And that's not even to say anything as far as how they were of the lineage of the Messiah.
并且他们要得着这个弥赛亚。
So the Lord would want us today to be like an Israelite as well.
所以今天我们的主都要我们成为以色列人，真以色列人。
He gives us a different name.
他给我们有另外一个新的名字。
We are called children of God.
被称为神的儿女。
We are his sons.
我们乃是神的儿子。
And we represent him just like the Israelite would represent the Lord God.
我们是代表神的，好像以色列人他是代表神一样。
We have been given really the same things that they have been given.
其实我们所被赐予的与以色列人被赐予的是一样的。
Perhaps a little bit different.
或者有少少的不同。
But I would even say something greater.
但我是说这个不同，我是我所得的是更多。
For we have been privileged to come and know the Lord Jesus Christ firsthand.
因为我们能够直接的来到耶稣基督的面前，你要得着他。
So the Lord pointed this out to Nathanael.
所以我们神将这一点来到向将真以色列人这一点向拿但业来打开。
That he was an Israelite who had no guile.
他是一个没诡诈的以色列人。
He was very straightforward and honest.
他在来到神面前，神来到相交的时候是十分的直接的。
He was not afraid to ask questions.
他并没有惧怕你要问神一些问题。
He spoke his mind.
他那个脑袋是聚焦在这些问题身上。
He was not out to impress anybody.
他不是在那里问问题，你要取叫人来到将眼光集中在他身上。
He was not concerned about being politically correct.
他亦都唔系需要喺政治上边嚟到正确。
I know something that we have to be mindful of today.
呢个政治正确，可能讲到今日咧，我要小心嘅。
In the workplace, really beyond the workplace, because of everyone's got their phones in the media.
唔单止喺工作上边，我哋要小心，周围我哋都要小心讲话，一个个都有手机可以录低嘅。
That if we're not careful of what we say, we will be very embarrassed at the least.
如果我们不小心讲错一些政治不正确的话的时候呢，或者我们会很尴尬的。
Or we will land in a lot of trouble.
或者带给我们很多的麻烦。
But Nathanael wasn't like this.
但是呢，拿但业并非如此。
If there was a question to be asked, he asked the question.
如果那里有问题，他就直接问这个问题。
There was no dumb or stupid question to him.
在 他的身上边，他不会觉得我问了一个愚蠢的问题。
If there was a statement to be made, he made that statement.
如果有一个嘅申述要申述出嚟，佢直情就直接要申述出嚟。
It didn't matter that no one else knew or everyone else knew that was true or not.
无论系咪其他人都知道，这个系已经系有答案噶啦，系真噶啦。
He made the statement because the statement was on his heart.
佢有一个嘅申述，佢就喺心里边嘅话，佢就直接就讲出嚟。
And I think this really points out to a characteristic in him that we should strive to have as well.
这个是我们应当争取，我们要学习。
And that is to be someone who's so open and so transparent.
就是作为一个透明的人在神的面前。
As strange as it may sound today.
或者在今天来说，这些是很怪的。
Because we live in a world that's so full of imagery, and you may even say facades.
因为我们活在一个咁复杂的世代里面。
Everyone wants to present themselves to be one way.
我们都愿意被人睇见我们是对的，在人眼里边。
But we know in reality that we really are not quite that way.
但是在实际当中，我们晓得我们都不是这样的人。
But Nathaniel, what you saw is what you got.
但是呢拿但业他所看见的就是他所得着的，他所讲的。
Are we those who are willing to live such transparent lives?
我们究竟是不是愿意活出一个透明的生命，好像他一样呢？
Or are we afraid to expose ourselves and even to expose the Christ that is within us?
但是究竟我们是不是恐怕将我们要显露出来，甚至乎好恐惧将我里边嘅基督要显露喺人前咧。
For when we hide the Christ that is in us, His power and His glory cannot be seen.
如果我哋将基督收埋喺我哋里面嘅时候，佢嘅荣耀佢嘅美好唔能够从我哋身上边要彰显出嚟。
The Lord wants to show Nathaniel greater things.
我哋嘅主要将更伟大嘅事向拿但业嚟到启示。
Matters that were much greater than what the Lord had shown to him at that point in time when they had their first interaction.
就是比他们第一次相交的时候所遇见所讲的更伟大的事物。
The Lord saw Nathaniel even before Philip called him, when he was still under the fig tree.
当腓力来到带他来到无花果树底下之前，我的主已经看见他。
He did not see him with physical eyes, but with spiritual eyes.
神看见他不是用这个肉眼来看见他，但是用灵里面的眼睛来看见拿但以。
Eyes that go beyond space and time.
就是超越了时空。
For Jesus not only saw Nathaniel under the tree, but he saw into his heart.
我的主不单止看见拿但以在无花果树底下，而且我们主要看进他心的里面。
And he knew Nathaniel's character, and he called him out for that.
他知道拿但以的性格，因此我们主来呼召他。
So indeed, Nathaniel did see something greater at that instant.
因此拿但在那个时刻里面，他也都看见更伟大的事。
He no longer doubted that anything good could come out of Nazareth.
他不会再怀疑拿撒勒究竟能够出什么好处呢？
And he got a glimpse into who Jesus really is.
他在那里有一个稍微的看见，就是究竟耶稣基督是谁。
And it led him to profess, You are the Son of God, You are the King of Israel.
叫他能够起码看见你是神的儿子，是以色列的王。
I believe this is one of the first and perhaps one of the greatest professions of faith.By an individual is recorded in the Bible of the Lord Jesus' identity.
这个对主的认识在圣经里面是其中一个很伟大的看见。
But we often don't spend that much time studying it or talking about it.
但我们今朝没时间来到详细进入这个当中。
And that's okay because there are other great professions of faith.
无论如何这个是他信的里面一个很伟大的看见。
But this is one of the earliest and one of the greatest professions of faith.
这个是在信仰的路上边最早的看见。
For Nathaniel was blessed and gifted to see.
拿但业是十分的蒙福，能够被赐看见这一切。
That allow him to make such a great profession.
叫他能够在主的面前你要承认。
And because of this, he was permitted to see even more.
因着他在主面前你要承认啊，他是神的儿子，是以色列的王，神就让他能够有更多看见。
Starting in the next chapter, on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee.
在第二章下一章里面，迦南的婚宴里面。
And there the Lord performed his first miracle as a sign unto the people.
神，我们主在那里行第一个神迹。
He turned water into wine.
将水来变酒。
And it's written in chapter 2, verse 11.He manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
And one of these disciples was Nathanael.
这些门徒是谁呢？包了拿但业在里面。
Now he had already believed in him.
拿但已经信了他。
I think all the disciples had already believed him.
所有的门徒已经信了他了。
For they had chosen to follow him.
但是他们要选择了跟随耶稣。
And they went with him to Cana of Galilee to this wedding feast.
他在那里与主耶稣一同行走，在这个加利利行走，在那个地上边一同行走。
But this first sign here, this first miracle reinforced their belief.
但是这个第一个神迹更加加重了他们在神面前的那个信仰。
And I think it particularly encouraged Nathanael.
并且这里更加叫拿但业得到激励。
Because if we were to read the other account in John chapter 21, we come to understand that Nathanael came from Cana.
当我们去到21章的时候，我们知道拿但业是从加拿来到的。
The Lord chose to perform his first miracle in Cana of Galilee, the hometown of Nathanael.
神在这个婚宴行的神迹就是拿但业的家乡加利利的加拿。
What a special privilege and special honor that must have been.
这个是何等的荣耀何等的预备成为了拿但业的。
Just think how much your heart, your being swells with pride when something magnificent comes out of where you grew up.
你要思想，如果在你长大的地方，来到遇见主在你身上做这些事情的时候，你的感觉是会是如何呢？
Well, you know, I grew up in a small town, so there's very few magnificent and wonderful things that come out of my hometown.
我是乡下长大的，所以乡下呢就人又少，没什么大事情发生。
And maybe this doesn't strike you as that much, because a lot of you come from, okay, San Francisco, or from Hong Kong or Guangzhou, these big towns where there's all sorts of famous people coming.
或者呢你唔明白因为你又从广州从香港从三藩市大嘅呢啲城市呢都常常有好多事情要发生。
But Nathanael was a small town folk.
但是呢拿但业呢系乡下仔嚟嘅。
Just as I'm small town folk.
好似我系乡下仔一样。
And I really appreciate when I see and hear something great coming out from my hometown.
如果在我的乡下仔那个小的地方有这样的事情发生的时候，你说何等的伟大呢？
And I know you would appreciate if something great were to come out of, okay, if not your hometown, comes out of this assembly, or to a meeting that you've gone to, a retreat, a conference, perhaps even this winter conference.
倘若伟大的事物在我的聚会未必一定在你的长大的地方，但在这个聚会当中你要发生，在特会里面你要发生的时候，你有什么感觉呢？
Would this not invigorate your faith?
这个会不会叫你跟随主你的信更加踏实呢？
Would it not lift you up and encourage you to walk farther along with the Lord?
岂不会叫你能够与主更加能够走更加远的道路，叫你的信在主的里面更加踏实吗？
Now, this was the only sign that Nathanael witnessed.
这个刚才讲的这个神迹是拿但业一生唯一见到的。
I trust that he saw many, if not most, of the Lord's miracles.
不单只是这个神迹，并且他会应当是见到更多主所做的神迹。
But There is one more miracle that he saw that is recorded. And that's from John chapter
21. 就是在,
where he was at the Sea of Galilee.
就在提比利亚海那个海边,
along with at least 6 other disciples.
还有其他六个的门徒。
This was after the Lord had resurrected.
这个是在主复活之后所发生的。
And they were out by the sea, and I had the sense that they did not know what to do.
他们在海边，但他们不知道应当如何做。
After seeing all that had happened, following after the Lord and seeing all his miracles for three some years,
在跟随了主这么多年，并且见到主有这么多的神迹。
And then when Jesus was in his moment of crisis and was betrayed, all his disciples fled from him.
当在这个危险的时候，门徒都离弃主逃跑。
And they saw that the Lord was led to crucifixion, but not only that, praise unto God that he rose from the dead.
他们亲眼看着主被钉十字架。
And he appeared to these disciples on two other occasions before this account.
当主复活了之后，他起码两次向这个门徒来显现。
So I think they were in a moment of, you may say, crisis.
所以在他们心里边，真的遇到一些危机。
I mean, there was great relief in their hearts that the Lord Jesus Christ, whom they had followed, yet betrayed, had risen from the dead.
在这个里面当然有很大的释放，就是当主耶稣被钉十字架之后，经过死，居然能够从死里面复活。
And yet they did not know what to do next.
但他不知道下一步应当如何走啊。
Because the Lord would just come and go.
因为主很厉害，向他显现，主又走了。
And where was he now?
主究竟在哪里呢?
We had given up everything to follow after you, Lord.
我们都已经撇去一切了跟随你了。
And now that you're gone, or you only come here and you leave like the wind, what are we to do next?
我放弃一切跟随你，但现今你向我显一下，你又好像风一样又离开了，我应当如何做呢？
So Peter and some of the other disciples whom we know were fishermen, they did what they knew what to do.
所以彼得和其他渔夫门徒不晓得应当如何了做。
They went out and fished.
他们就去翻去旧业重操故业去打鱼了。
And they fished all night.
他们整晚来打鱼。
And they caught nothing.
但是得不着什么。
But in the morning, the Lord calls from the shore to cast their nets on the right side of the boat.
但是到早晨的时候，主就叫就出来，叫他们将网撒在右边。
And they find a great catch, so great that they are unable to haul it in. Truly the Lord is so full of grace and of truth.
我们的主是满满的，有恩典，有真理。
I mean, the Lord knew the fish were there on that right side of the boat that morning.
我们的主在那天的早上知道有鱼在船的右边。
And that was truth.
这个是真的。
And his grace was that they had fish all night and caught nothing, and yet he provides for them in such a wonderful way.
他的恩典那是他们打鱼打成晚，什么都得不到，但主就为他们预备了。
Now the Lord provides for us when we are those who are tired and when we are those who are going through times of uncertainty, and he gives us direction.
当我们在困惑当中，当我们在难处当中，我们的主的恩典来向我们指示方向。
A lot of times, though, before that, we go back to what we are familiar with.
但是在我们得到主的指示之前，很多时我们都是回去我们所熟悉做的事的当中。
We revert to the way that we normally think and live.
我们回去我们一向习惯生活。
In the past, before we followed the Lord.
在我们要跟随主之前，我们都是回到去我们习惯老旧的当中。
And there we find out that we're not as smart as we thought we were, or we're no longer as capable as we used to be.
但是我们当我们这样做的时候呢，我们发觉我们真的不是很聪明的。
And most,
并且我们发觉我们不是没能力的。
And most of us would just sigh and give up.
我们或者真的在那里，我们只能够叹气，我们亦都放弃，
But thanks be to the Lord that He does not give up on us.
啊，但感谢主，祂并没有放弃我们。
Rather, He lifts us up.
啊，祂乃是将我们来到啊，抬起上来。
This miracle in John chapter 21 is really known as the Lord's last miracle.
啊，在21章这个的神迹被称为主最后的神迹。
That is during His earthly ministry.
啊，就是在主在地上边所行的最后一个神迹。
And I think this miracle here really wasn't just that they caught the 153 fish.
啊，唔单止系啊，佢哋捉到网到153条鱼咁简单。
But I think the real miracle here was that the Lord captured the heart of these seven men, including Nathaniel, who was in that boat that night, and He gave them the direction in their lives.
真正嘅神迹乃系神得着呢七个人。包括拿但业的心，叫他们愿意再一次将他们的心，将他们的生命再一次来献给主。
So that they would have an understanding of where it is that they were to really fish.
啊，并且俾佢晓得啊，佢哋就系嗰啲鱼。
Not just literally, but figuratively.
啊，唔系真系一条鱼，那系灵意嘅里面，佢哋就系嗰啲鱼嚟嘅。
How were they to fish?For the Lord Jesus Christ in the days ahead.
啊，喺以后嘅日子，佢哋亦都应当如何嚟到为主去得人如得鱼咧
？How would they advance the kingdom of God?
究竟喺神嘅国度嘅里面，佢哋应当嚟到如何向前嚟行咧
？So that others would be able to come and see and believe.
啊，叫人能够睇见，并且因着佢哋嘅见证嚟到信靠耶稣。
Tradition tells us that Nathanael and these other disciples went on to live and preach Jesus Christ crucified.
历史里边话俾我哋听，啊呢啲嘅门徒一路往前走，佢哋传耶稣基督嘅福音，见证主嘅自己。
And they are all believed to have died as martyrs, with the exception of John.
啊，除咗啊门徒约翰之外，所有嘅使徒。都是啊，嚟到为主嚟到殉道嘅。
It was because of these greater things that are recorded in the Gospels, that were recorded by the Apostle John of Nathanael, that enabled Nathanael and his fellow brothers to walk and live in this way.
乃系喺福音书里边所记载嘅啊，呢啲更伟大嘅事物嚟到得着。嗱，但业同埋呢啲嘅门徒，叫佢哋愿意将一生嚟到奉献，并且嚟到咁样活出，嚟到跟随主嘅自己。
All the way from beginning to end，
从起初到末了。
From the beginning of the Lord's earthly ministry to the end of His earthly ministry，
从主喺地上边嘅即时开始到地佢即时嘅啊地上边即时嘅完结。
From the first miracle。To the last miracle.
从第一个神迹到最后的神迹。
Nathanael was called out, recorded by name, to be able to be a witness of this.
啊，拿但业乃被呼召嚟到如此嘅嚟到服侍主。
This is a gift of God.
呢个乃神嘅恩赐。
We too have been called out to run this race.
我哋都系被呼召嚟到走呢条嘅天路。
But will we drop out along the way?
这条赛道我们会不会放弃中途不跑呢
Or will we finish?
或者我们会来到跑完这条赛道呢
When life throws you something unexpected and you pause, will you stop or will you get back on track with the Lord?
当在你的生命当中有些难处临到的时候你究竟会在赛道上边你要停在那里还是你会继续往前奔跑来跟随主呢
We're called to live a life of faith.Not a moment of faith.
我哋乃系被呼召嚟到跑一生跑信心嘅道路，唔系只系一个时刻嚟到跑呢个道路嘅。
But in each moment, we are called to place our faith in His life and not our own life.
喺每一个生命每一个时刻嘅当中，都系叫我哋嘅信投放喺佢嘅身上，唔系按着我哋自己信我哋自己。
I'd like to have us turn to one more passage this morning before we wrap up our time.
早晨再读一节嘅圣经。
That comes from the letter to the Corinthians, second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4.
在哥林多后书的第四章。
Let's read five verses, verses 6 through 10.
由第六节，我哋读到第十节。
For God who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body,the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不至失望。遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不至死亡，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上。
Light shall shine out of darkness.
光从黑暗里边要照出来。
The Lord wants to live in us and through us.
神要在我们身上边来到透视出来。
That is why he dwelt among men.
这个就是为什么他要住在人的当中。
So that his light would shine through our darkness, our shortcomings, our blindness.
叫他的光能够从我们的黑暗，我们的黑眼里面来照透出来。
And even into all the dark situations that we walk into.
甚至乎在我们所行走那些黑暗的环境当中能够透亮出来。
The Lord shines his light into us so that we may know of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
神的光从能够从我们里面照透出来，乃叫我们能够面对面看见主的荣耀。
This glory that he's given to us is not like the glory that was given to Moses.
这个荣耀给我们的，不是好像摩西的荣所见的荣耀一样。
Whom we remember after he had met the Lord and received the law, that when he came down, his face was glowing.
我哋晓得当摩西嚟面对面见到主嘅时候，佢面貌嚟发光。
Such that he had to veil his face.
因此佢要将帕子蒙喺个脸上边。
I mean that was a wonderful glory.
呢个系好奇妙嘅荣光。
But that was just really a temporary, and you may even say an outward glory.
呢个只不过系暂时嘅外面嘅荣光。
There's a greater glory that the Lord wants to give to us.
但是主他有更伟大的荣光为我们预备。
Those of us who are children of God.
就是为神的儿女来预备。
Those of us who are princes and Israelites of God.
就是为真以色列人来预备的。
It's an everlasting glory when we're able to see Christ's face.
那是传到永远的荣光，叫我们能够面对面来见到基督。
But not only is it that we would see Christ's face.
不单止我们会见到神的荣光，见到神的面。
But that we can hold on to this, that it's Christ's face that looks upon us.
并且我们能够持守，乃基督的面能够照在我们的。
That is not just dependent on us always looking up to him as we go.
不是只是要靠我们自己常常的来到行走的时候就望着他。
Because we know there are times whenWe'll forget to look up and we'll be looking down.
但有时我们很多时我们忘记了仰望他，我们是望地的。
But never forget that the glory of God's grace is that it's in the face of Christ who also looks down upon us. His face shines upon us.
但我们不要忘记神的荣光是从天上边，他的脸常常要照亮我们在地上边的人。
So we can have the assurance that while we may let go,He does not let go.
我们要有把握，有阵时我们会放手，但神并不放手。
While we may take our eyes off of him, he does not take his eyes off of us.
我们的眼或者不再注视他，但我们的主的眼一直的要注视我们。
In fact, as we read on here, we come to understand that the Lord has actually placed within us this wonderful treasure.
当我们读这段经文的时候，我们晓得我们的主将这个宝贝摆在我们心里面。
But Many believers do not appropriate, but instead mishandle it.
但是很多的信徒他不明白。
You know, I read a story this past week about a rock collector back in the 1960s from North Carolina.
What kind of collector?
A rock collector.
我们看见一个的故事就在Carolina, 这个什么州
He was a rock enthusiast, and he had a rock shop where he sold his rocks.
他呢有一间卖石头的铺头，他亦都系收集石头嘅。
And in 1969, now I know some of you were alive then.
1969年或者有啲人已经出咗世啦吓。
He found a pretty big rock.
他呢就收集咗一块好大嘅石头。
And he thought he might be able to sell it for several hundred dollars at his shop.
咁佢就觉得收到啲旧石咧，或者喺我个商店里边咧，卖到几百蚊啦。
But no one would buy it.
但冇人买噃。
And so he took it home and placed it underneath his bed.
咁佢就攞翻屋企，摆落床下底。
And there it was under his bed in the dark for so many years.
咁于是乎喺床底深埋咗好多年。
I think it may have been close to 20 years. It remained.In the dark, out of sight.
咁喺20年之久就床下底好黑暗嘅地方，冇人睇见嘅地方。
Because he did not think it was of any value.
因为佢唔觉得。
Or much value.
呢块石头究竟有几值钱？
But one day when he was watching the news, he saw that someone had purchased some sapphires for $10.
咁有一日咧，佢咧就睇见有人买咗块嘅红宝石啊。幾百元啊。
And he thought, wow, those are really tiny.
十元。
Those are very tiny sapphires. The ones I have are so much better. I can probably fetch more than $10 for mine.
不過紅寶石嘅石頭都賣到10元，我一個咁大塊應該值好多錢啦。
So he contacted a gem cutter in Texas.
咁於是乎咧，呢個係一塊嘅原石嚟嘅。所以他呢就去在这个德州去找一个会切这个宝石的一个专门店。
And he asked him to go cut and polish the stone.
咁佢就将这个石头呢就俾个这个人就请佢嚟切开并且打磨。
So after cutting the stone, 4 days into the cutting, there was a wonderful discovery that was made.
咁切咗呢塊石頭，第四日咧就發覺裏邊有好嘢吧。
Because as the gem cutter was handling the stone and cutting it and putting it under the light, a brilliant star, six-sided star pattern emerged out of the crystals of the rock.
咁當佢慢慢嚟到切嘅時候咧，佢就發覺咧喺裏面咧發出呢、這個六角嘅光出嚟喎。
In the end, he polished this 2.5-pound stone into a 2,100-carat sapphire that is now called the Star of David.
咁呢个石头咧，后尾被打磨出嚟嘅时候咧，what's the weight again?
2.5 pounds.
2.5磅嘅呢个宝石变咗咧，而家做咗大卫之星啊嘅宝石。
And it was estimated to be worth a great sum of money.
当然系好值钱啦。
Upon the discovery, this rock collector said, I felt like God's got a hand on it.
当我们要读的时候呢，我就发觉神真的有手在其中。
Or there wouldn't have been that Star of David.
谁会知道这个会是大卫之星呢？
He had hoped to sell it and use the proceeds to help people, to create some jobs, because people were so nice to him.
他就愿意将这个宝石嚟到賣咗出去，得到一啲錢去幫助一啲嘅窮人。
He was small town folk.
呢個係一個鄉下嘅地方。
And he had so little understanding of what a great treasure he had found.
佢當陣時真係唔知道佢揾到一件咁美好、咁貴重嘅寶石。
And so he just casually hid it away for so many years.
因此咧，佢好隨隨便便就將佢擺喺床下底好多年。
But whenHe came to the point of discovery and he saw that it was worth so much.
但当他在那里发现原来这么值钱的。
He no longer just wanted to keep it for himself.
他不再愿意只是自己持有这块宝石。
But he wanted to help others with it.
他愿意用他来帮其他人。
Such is the case with Christ in us.
啊，我们如何呢？基督在我们的里面。
That he's placed this wonderful, beautiful treasure within each and every one of us who call him Lord and Savior.
他将他的宝贝放在我们每一个人的心里面，我们叫他称他为主。
And what's amazing is he's packed it into such humble vessels like you and me.
啊，好奇妙的，他居然将这个宝贝放在这些瓦器的里面。
We're nothing more than just some dirt packed together, formed into the, this vessel that's called a human being.
我们只不过用泥土做的，但他被称为人，他却将这个宝贝放在我们这个人的当中。
We don't have any super strength, we don't have any super wisdom, we don't have even super love.
我们没有超人的智慧、超人的能力、超人的财富。
We are just frail human beings that can be taken down so easily.With a single bullet, with a single cancer cell, or even a single virus.
我哋何等嘅软弱，好微细嘅细菌，一粒嘅子弹，就可以将我哋呢个人嚟到打冧啦。
God designed us in tenderness and frailty for a purpose.
神做我哋成为一个软弱嘅人咧，系有。
So that other created beings can see the manifold wisdom of God.
叫神所创造的其他的万物能够看见神百般的智慧。
That there would be individuals, creatures, that who were given the freedom would freely choose to submit themselves unto the Lord God.
叫神的仆人、传道的人能够将自己俯伏交在神的手下。
So that his overwhelming power and glory may be seen in us.
叫他的大能能够透过我们这些人被人有看见。
God is looking for humble vessels to bear his testimony.
神在那里你要寻找谦卑的人来到作为他的见证。
Even and especially in the most difficult of circumstances.
在最艰难的时刻来到见证他。
We may be perplexed and not fully understand, but we do not despair.
我们虽然不了解，在十分绝望的环境底下，但我却不至失望。
We may be like Peter and Nathaniel and not know what to do next.
我们可能好像彼得或者好像拿但业，不知下一步要怎样走。
But God knows what we need to do next.
但神却晓得我们下一步应当如何走。
We may be ridiculed and mocked for our faith.But God has not forsaken us or abandoned us.
我们虽然在信的路上边时当上了摇摆，但神却不放过我们。
We may even be struck down by man and disease, but we are not destroyed, because we know that this body that we live in is a dying body.
我们晓得，甚至乎我们的肉身都可能被细菌来到叫我们能够倒落去但是神晓得我们的身体是从神而来的。
But praise the Lord, it does not stop there, because He has given us a new body, a new life in Him.
我们真的晓得神已经给了我个新的身体、新的生命在基督的里面。
This treasure that He gives us is a better and an abiding possession.
祂给我们这一切是更美好的，并且祂是常住在我们的里面。
It's something that no one can take away.
不是任何的人事物能够将
The only thing that can happen with it now is if we are those who hide it.
但是有一件事情能够拦阻的，就是如果我们将它收埋在我们的里面。
And to not let the light of the Lord Jesus Christ shine out in our lives and even in our afflictions.
我们是原来可以将神的光要收藏在里面，甚至在我们困难的环境当中，我们都可以将这个光要困住。
The Lord has poured out His treasure into us, not just for our own benefit, but really for the benefit of others, and ultimately for the glory of God.
神将这个宝贝摆在我们的里面，不是单是为着我们自己的，乃是为着他人的，并且叫神的荣耀能够被人家看见。
And as it says in 2 Corinthians 4:17,For momentary light afflictions is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
我哋而家所得嘅呢、这个只不过系至暂至轻嘅，但神为我哋所预备嘅，乃系长到永远嘅荣耀。
Once we see Christ as the real treasure, as our great reward, then our perspective will change about ourselves and one another.
当我哋睇见神嘅荣耀，一睇见神俾我嘅奖赏嘅时候，我哋就会改变我哋自己愿意将我哋嚟到交喺主嘅手嘅里面。
You know, we won't see the true treasure in others until we see the true treasure in ourselves.
我哋唔会睇见人里面嗰个宝贝，除非我哋睇见你自己里面嘅宝贝。
And we won't see the true treasure in ourselves until we see the true treasure in Christ.
你亦都唔会睇见你里边嘅宝贝，除非你睇见基督嘅宝贝。
And then once we do, we will be filled with such humility.
当我哋真系睇见嘅时候咧，我哋里面会满了谦卑。
Because we will see how poor we really are.
因为我们真的看见自己是贫乏可怜。
We will see our own unworthiness and we will see the Lord's worthiness.
我们会看见我们何等的不配，并且我们要看见主是配。
Now this morning, I would love to share some more testimonies with you about the treasure that is in us.
早晨，我愿意跟大家要分享主在我里面的宝贝的一个见证。
That is amongst us.
那是在我们当中的。
Because Christ has dwelt amongst us.
因为基督是已经住在我们的里面。
And he lives within us.
并且住在我们当中，也都住在我们的里面。
And I know you would love to hear more of these testimonies.
我知道你真的很喜欢听见证。
But I feel compelled by the Lord to do something even better, something even greater.
但是主却是在那里叫我你要讲述更伟大的事。
Rather than to share with you about these testimonies, I want to encourage you to come where glory dwells.
除了来到交通这些见证之外，我是愿意你们来到神荣耀的居所的当中。
It really sounds strange, but I want to invite you to come to Thursday night prayer meeting.
好像很奇怪的嘛，但我要邀请大家，你们要参加星期四晚的祷告会。
I mean, don't be afraid, don't be anxious. I know it takes time out of your weeks, and I know.You're all super busy.
唔好害怕或者紧张啊！大家，我晓得大家都系忙嘅。
But I promise, really, God promises that it will be worth it.
但晓得并且知道神系有应许嘅。
Because there you will hear of the testimonies of how God is working through such tender and frail vessels like so many of us here today.
在那里你会看见你会听见一些见证，就在我们这些这么软弱的人当中，神作祂的工。
And he's producing a glory that far exceeds all these afflictions that so many brethren are going through.
祂所显的荣耀是远超过在何等困难弟兄们所经历的里面你要显出来。
You and I may hear about it just like this morning after the Lord's table as an announcement.
你和我早上都听见擘饼之后的报告。
But that's only the beginning of it.
但这个只不过是开始。
You've only scratched the surface as far as what it is that you've heard, that you've understood.
你所听见的只不过拗个表面的一啲嘅事情。
Because when we come together corporately and we pray about these matters,
当我们团体一同来到为这些事情来祷告的时候，
We hear so much more about the testimony.
我们真的听见很多的见证。
Not just the infirmity.
不是只是难处。
But how God is at work within these weak vessels.
那是神究竟如何在这些软弱的肢体的里面来动工。
My request is that we would not just come and see or come and hear.
我们盼望你不是只是来看，你只是来听。
But I think it's really the Lord's request.
相信这个是神的要求。
Is that you would come and respond, just as Nathaniel responded.
就是你要来，你要有反应，有行动，好像拿但与叶一样有行动。
That we would come and respond in prayer for one another.
我们要来，为彼此来祷告。
And that we would give glory and thanks back to the Lord.
我们将荣耀颂赞归给我们的主。
For we will see and we will hear of the Lord's glory when these prayers are mentioned.
当我们要看见，我要听见， 当这些祷告啊来到献上的时候，我看见神的荣耀。
And we lift them up unto the Lord.
我并且要高举荣耀，要归个俾主嘅自己。
For the glory of God does dwell amongst us.
实在神嘅荣耀系喺我哋嘅当中。
And it is within us.
亦都喺我哋嘅里面。
But I think for those of us who question and don't believe, I think it's because we do not spend enough time before the Lord in His house where His glory dwells.
如果我哋里边啊有问题，我哋唔相信嘅时候咧，啊，那系因为我哋并冇摆足够嘅时间喺呢个身体嘅里面，喺基督嘅面前。
For we spent more time in the Lord's house, we will see His glory.
如果你真系摆上更多时间喺神嘅家嘅里面嘅时候咧，你系会见到神嘅荣耀嘅。
Can you come out to prayer meeting this Thursday night?
这个星期四你可以来参加祷告会吗？
If not this Thursday night, can you come out the next Thursday night?
如果这个星期四不能够参加的话，下个星期四你能够参加吗？
Can you come out and see just one Thursday night this next month in November?
或者11月找一个礼拜四你来吧，你来参加。
Come and you will see the glory of God.
你门内就看见神的荣耀。
Father, we commit ourselves back into you this morning.
父神，我们将这些话再一次来仰望你。
We commit ourselves because we are weak and frail vessels.
我们将我们再交在手里面，因为我们是软弱的。
With so much trouble amongst us and even so much trouble within us.
在我们无论里面外面满着各样的难处。
But thank you so much that you have placed a greater treasure within us.
但是感谢主，你将这个宝贝放在我们里面。
That we may be able to know you, not just in part, but really, how may I say, even in full.
我们不单止是部分的来认识你，我们能够完完全全的来认识你。
There is so much that you want to reveal unto us.
你愿意向我们启示更多的。
There is so much beauty and so much glory that you have to show unto us.
你要愿意将更大的荣耀，更大美好的事物向我们来启示。
But are we those who are willing to look behind that veil?
但我们是不是愿意放低我们的自己。
To go there, to be there, to be in your very presence.
来到你的面前，来到得着这一切。
Or remove this heart of stone within us.
主啊，叫我们这些像横紧的石头。
Grant us this heart of flesh.
我们这些属肉身的能够被你来到摸着。
That we would be tender to you just as you have been tender unto us.
叫我们能够成为柔软的在主的面前，就好像主如何的柔软的柔和的在我们的心里面。
And we know that you will show us far greater things.
我们真的晓得你要将更伟大的事物向我们来启示。
May all the praise and glory be given back unto thee.
愿所有荣耀颂赞归给我主我神。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.